One of the 2007 encounters was right before sunrise on June 25th, when a technical specialist for a Homeland Security subcontractor was checking infrared cameras at his work site about 6 miles from Maxwell Air Force Base and its Gunter Air Force Base annex in Montgomery, Alabama. Because his work is highly sensitive, he asked then and now that I not use his real name, so I call him Ted Connors. What he saw was a Dragonfly drone aerial craft seeming to hide behind a southern yellow pine tree at his work facility. Ted approached more closely to the strange object and saw the craft become a double image in which one image sort of sucked the other image toward it and into it. In my Earth Files report tonight, I have a computer illustration that Ted produced of the very odd double exposure motion. Recently, Ted Connors told me about a second encounter at his workplace with what Ted thinks is the intelligence behind the Dragonfly drone technology. That startling experience occurred 9 months ago on October 6, 2010. Ted noticed that the pine tree was looking sick and collected some samples for a forestry expert to examine. The surprising discovery was palladium metal in the tree, source unknown. Eventually, in 2010, most of the tree was cut down and hauled away. Only a stump remained. But a friend suggested that if Ted returned to the tree site and tried asking questions, his mind might remember something more. So on October 6, 2010, at 5:15 a.m., Ted Connors returned to where he first saw the Dragonfly drone 4 years earlier. Here now, in Montgomery, Alabama, is security technical specialist Ted Connors.
I went to the area, I sat on the ground, and a loud voice said, "Who are you? What do you want? Why are you here? And can you say anything? Can you contact me?" It was at that point that I got this electrostatic feeling again. I didn't hear popping or cracking, but I got an electrostatic feeling.
Meaning your hair was standing up on your head, your arms, your neck?
Yeah, it was standing up on my arms. You could feel it in your body. You could actually feel the tingle. It was at that point that I received what I deemed to be a telepathic message from whoever, whatever this is. It wasn't a verbal thing. It was into my mind. And it was presented in an odd way, in an odd fashion. It was presented as black writing on a metallic slate. I would say something like what you see on an LCD calculator. Silver metallic background with black writing.
As if you were watching something scroll.
It didn't scroll. It faded in and out. It faded to white. It came in visually and then faded back to white. The next part of the message came forward and then faded back to white.
The text begins, "We are of Oltisis, O-L-T-I-S-S-I-S, the 23rd planet in our system."
That spelling is what I saw, exactly worded in those letters.
Did you have any mental flash showing you an image of what Oltisis looks like?
None whatsoever.
Was right below that sentence, "the 23rd planet in our system"?
Correct.
That there could be any system that would have 23 planets around it?
I couldn't fathom anything with 23 planets. At that point, it faded to white. That transition took maybe 2 seconds, and then the next image presented itself.
And that was, "The vessel is of our origin. What do you seek?" Did you interpret the word vessel to mean the Dragonfly drone?
Yes, I do believe they were referring to the craft I witnessed.
And then, "The vessel is an information probe that enables us to understand your environment. Our native environment is unlike yours, so we wish to learn so that we might be able to function in your environment. We are able to create a tear in what you perceive as time and space in order to travel great distances for our research. We repair the tear when we return to our own planet. Our planet is smaller than Earth and has four of your moons, two of these moons we inhabit.
I assume that they live on the planet Oltesis, and the moons surround this planet. They use the two moons for purposes. If you read the next, you'll see.
One of these is for quarantine of those of our world who are ill or injured. It is necessary that those be separated from the rest of our world until healed. The other moon is for production of the crystals that provide our power and propulsion for our vessels. The production of the crystals is a highly volatile and dangerous procedure that could harm our environment. Your world's interpretation of what you call time and space is incorrect. All is infinite. How do you interpret all is infinite?
I think the way that it came through to me was that we are all connected and that they are connected to us by some means. And we're connected to them. I believe that there's more than three dimensions. And I believe that this was a statement verifying to me that there is time travel and there is another dimension. There's something there other than just what we perceive.
And that Oltesis might not even be in the dimension that we're in?
Exactly.
And then the vessel creates communications points at the locations where we make contact with your species. These communication points remain open until such time as the contact returns to initiate contact with us. After this contact, it is closed. Can you talk about that more?
In examining the drone mystery, some common denominators are there. One common denominator is that most of the time, the drone photos result in them being around trees. And my theory on this is that the tree is used as a communications point because the tree is grounded into our Earth.
The tree is no longer really alive. How could it have continued to function as a communication point?
Possibly the demise of the tree was due to their own interference.
Or that the electrostatic sound, the dragonfly drone energy that it carried into this dimension near that tree may have been what caused the tree to die.
That's possible. I was able to obtain samples of the tree examined by a forestry expert. I was shocked when I got the information back because the pieces that I submitted for examination came back with traces of the element palladium in the tree bark. I think it was 0.85% palladium element inside the tree. They could find no pine blight. There was no beetle damage. There were no larvae from beetles. The only thing they could find were the metallic traces that were in the tree of the element palladium.
No answer to the cause of death?
That's correct.
The next is, at the given time, we will initiate contact with your species. There is much to prepare before any contact with your world. We have observed your world evolve, and there is still much that could be harmful to our world through contact with your world. Your world could not understand our physical or mental forms at this time, or the means by which we are able to traverse ethos, all caps, ETHOS in quotation marks.
We're going back to the two words, Oltesis and ethos, and a Greek connection.
What do you think their link is to what we call the Greek civilization in Earth's timeline?
My feeling is that these are the ancient Greeks. These are the ones who came here. These are the Greek gods.